It was just a green-lit box with great handwriting recognition. Hey, I'm kidding, of course. It's the Newton, and we love it so. Come with me, Dave Abramowitz, on a journey through the life. All right, cut the crap. Let's get on with it. It's green light, go. Another week of Newton goodliness. The news is always greener on this side of the world, friends. A couple of items to note this week. Paul Oberman was so kind as to post a working configuration, actually a combination of files and working configs and all kinds of goodies if you're having any kind of trouble with getting your Wi-Fi working on your Newton. You will want to link to or get the zip file that's at Paul's site right now, www.pauloberman.com/workingnewton.zip. He is returning the favor of getting help by giving help, and that's what this community is all about, despite the very sad music. Item number two, Paul Guyot has once again made a release of the Einstein emulator. This is developer release two. What's new in this one, you say? I will tell you, because you don't feel like reading the release notes that Paul puts together so nicely. Flash erase method now takes the block size into account. This actually was what prevented system patches from being installed. Fixed a bug in the emulator to Newton events transmission. Prevented packages bigger than 16K from being installed. Fixed an optimization in the way interruptions were masked. Improved the package installation by adding a progress indicator. Additionally, installation can now be canceled by pressing the stop button. That is very cool. What else we got? I'll tell you what else. Improve segmented event transmission by preventing the Newton to power off. New flash is now initialized with both ROM checksum and factory calibration data. To take advantage of this feature, you must delete the flash file created by previous releases of Einstein emulator. Added an option to choose RAM size between 64K and looks like about 16 megs. Hoo-ha! Fixed a problem related to the way the quit command worked. And that's what you need to know. Where can you get the Einstein emulator? Come on, friend, you should already have it. But if not, go to www.kalisys.com/Newton/Einstein and go check out the Einstein emulator. Last but not least, Matthew Hudson has released a version of the Newton game SumSquare, and it has also been uploaded to UNNA. You will find SumSquare at www.gamesavants.com. That's game, SAVANTS.com/Newton. That is what's happening in the Newton world this week. So go enjoy your little green friend. Say hello to my little green friend. And we'll see you next week on Green Light Go. This is Dave Abramowitz saying the news is always greener.